Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3544 BN. Today's date is January 10th, 2025, and the title of the episode is Deep State False Flag Will Fail. Final precedent has been reached. 5x5, final level. Thanks for playing. You know, we are living in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as healthy foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries, yet shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to 3harmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, 3harmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description below. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at 3harmfulfoods.com/X22 or click the link in the description below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, it seems that they are now preparing for their false flag. And they're setting up the narrative and they're getting ready for it. And I do believe with the sentencing that happened today with Trump, with them trying to get the report out from Jack Smith, with all the other false flags and narratives that they're trying to build, I do believe that all of this is connected. And we can see out in California, that looks like more of an operation by the deep state players to actually launder as much money into California as possible. And it looks like they knew about the problem with the water, with the pumps. The mayor knew that there was problems with the fires, but they made an excuse for her to go to Ghana. And you can see this has been set up from the very, very beginning. But I do believe what Trump and the Patriots have done right now is they set precedent after precedent after precedent. And it looks like we've reached the final precedent where they sentenced Trump, even though it was an unconditional discharge. And he wasn't put into prison. He doesn't have to pay a fine. But they did it anyway because, again, they want to use the narrative that he's a convicted felon. And we need to remember that along the way, they set the precedents where you can go after your political opponent. You can go after the president. You can sentence the president. You can do all of these things. And remember, when they did this, he was the former president and the president-elect. So it looks like they just set all the precedents that Trump needs to go after them. And remember, everything that they did to Trump, it's only on paper. It's not like they beat him. It's not like they ripped off fingers or, you know, lopped off an arm. Everything's on paper. Everything can be undone. So right there, we can see that everything has been set up. And I do believe Trump has sent us a message letting us know that everything is okay. 5x5, everything is fantastic. So we are at the final level. And now I do believe Trump and the Patriots have everything they need to go after the deep state players because they're the ones who created all of this. Now, once again, you have to remember the deep state players, what they're going to try to do is I think they're going to try to keep Trump out of office. And then after he's in office, if they can't keep him out of office, they're going to try to create as much chaos as possible, make the transition as difficult as possible, try to delay the nominees from getting confirmed. And we could see that Trump has already warned us of all this. So I do believe they're preparing some type of false flag that is approaching very, very quickly. And it seems that they have given us some hints of what they're about to do. Now, we're going to be discussing all of this a little bit later in this report. But first, let's talk about what's happening out in California, because it is a complete and utter disaster. And as time goes on, I think the people of this country, they're starting to realize that, yes, Governor Newsom's, he's responsible for this. Mayor Bass is definitely responsible for this. They put all these DEI people into place. They were cutting the budget. But I do believe this more looks like an operation. And they're trying to blame this all on climate change. Bernie Sanders was out there and many others were saying, this is what climate change looks like. Really? When you have people actually starting the fires, that's climate change? So that story is not working. The people aren't going with it. And now that you have X, you have Truth, you have Rumble, people now can see the videos. People could see what's really going on there. And the fake news, they don't control the narrative right now. And it really looks like it's an operation to funnel as much money in as possible and most likely to take a lot of the land away from the people that owned it. Because, again, out in California, it's very, very difficult to get a permit to rebuild. Now, we'll be talking about that in just a sec. But what's very interesting is that another memo was leaked from Mayor Karen Bass's office, and she demanded the fire department cut an extra $49 million just 1 week before the wildfires broke out. So this cut is already on top of the $17.6 million of cuts in her latest budget. The extra cuts requested just days before her fires broke out and devastated swaths of Los Angeles would have shut down 16 fire stations and crippled the department's ability to respond. So that tells you everything you need to know. And of course, they're trying to convince everyone that she didn't do this. Well, yeah, she did. She did do this. And what's very interesting, like we said yesterday and today, this looks like it's a money laundering operation. And this is very, very interesting. Biden came out and he said the federal government will cover 100% of the cost for initial LA fire recovery. So this is going to fund the debris removal, temporary shelters, first responder pay, you name it. It's amazing. Didn't they do this out in North Carolina? Didn't they give 100% to North Carolina for the flooding? No, they didn't. Why didn't they? Because out there, they don't have the money laundering operation. Out in California, they do. And let's go back a little bit in time right now, right around the election. Remember when Gavin Newsom put this out? California is ready to fight. I just called an emergency special session to help bolster our legal resources and protect our state against any unlawful actions by the incoming Trump administration. Whether it be our fundamental civil rights, reproductive freedom, or climate change, we refuse to turn back the clock and allow our values and laws to be attacked. So he was looking for millions and millions of dollars to fight Trump. The problem was is they didn't have any money. California's pretty much broke. So he did this on November 7th, around that time period. And here we are in January. And what just happened? Well, there were fires and Biden just said, we're going to give you 100% and it's going to be a lot of money. So the Wall Street Journal yesterday said, oh, this is priced at $50 billion. Now they're saying between $100 and $150 billion. This is money laundering if I've ever seen it before. I mean, it's pretty obvious. So now, while the fires are burning, you know what the California lawmakers did? They had a special assembly. And during the fires, and did they talk about the fires? Oh, no. They talked about voting on Newsom's plan to fight Trump. And the lawmakers allocated $25 million to California's Justice Department to fight the incoming Trump administration. So let's see. Beforehand, they put this out there saying this is what they want. They didn't have the money. The fires all of a sudden happened. Biden said, we're going to give you 100%. Federal funds are going to cover all of this. And there's going to be billions and billions of dollars. Now they have the $25 million to fight Trump. Does it look like something has been planned here? Is this just a coincidence? I don't think so. Now, like we said before, we had Bernie Sanders and others in D.C. trying to convince everyone, well, oh, this is what climate change looks like. No, people are actually starting fires. There's gangs out there starting fires. There's illegals starting fires. And police now, they have arrested a suspect who they believe may have started the Kenneth Fire, which burned 800 acres. And this is what climate change looks like. It looks like arsonists. And again, these people are illegals. These people are saying they're homeless. But what homeless person has 5 cell phones on his person? He has a United Nations prepaid debit card. And basically, he's starting fires all over the place. Does that make any sense? Absolutely not. Sean McGuire put this out and said, there are gangs in L.A. deliberately starting fires so that people evacuate then and they can rob their homes. This is happening at a large scale, at least 100 robbers, likely the Chilean crime syndicate and probably others. And remember, think about all the illegals that they allowed into California. Most of them are criminals. And look what they're doing. They're burning California down so they can get the money. They can acquire properties, destroy evidence. I do believe that's exactly what is happening right now. And if you really look at it, it looks like they're destroying the infrastructure around the country. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But it looks like with all this looting and everything, crime that's happening out in California, Los Angeles is now calling in the National Guard to help protect the people, protect their businesses from looting. And this is absolutely unbelievable. And remember, when a disaster like this happened in Florida, Governor DeSantis came out and said, listen, if you're thinking about looting, just remember, we're a constitutional state, Second Amendment state. And if you're thinking about it, just remember, there could be a gun around the corner. And this is what actually kept the looting to the minimum. What do you think is happening out in California? Do you think that people are sitting there going, holy crap, if people are going to try to loot my home, and if I'm home or I'm coming home and there's looting happening, how am I going to defend myself? Because I don't have a weapon. See, California is not a Second Amendment state. It's actually the opposite. And you're going to see looting all over the place because these individuals, they're not afraid. That's why. And we could see the National Guard is coming into this area. Now, what's very interesting, we could see a lot of the Hollywood people, a lot of the liberal elites, they're now carrying on right now because they're starting to realize, hey, wait a minute, my house just burned and I'm hearing that there's a problem getting permits, that I won't be able to rebuild my house. It was okay when it was up in Northern California, but now it's hitting home and they're starting to realize what's really going on here. Heisenberg put this out and said, California is going to flip red next election because of this. Watch what's happening out in California. And yes, I think when people start to realize, wait a minute, I can't get a permit. I can't build my house where it was. I don't have insurance. Yeah, people are going to be very, very angry. Elon Musk responded to this and said the following. The real red pill will come when the people try to get permits to rebuild their homes and face multi-year waits. This might finally spell doom for the Coastal Commission, which should not even exist as an organization. And I wonder what's going to happen. Are people just going to give up their home? Is BlackRock going to come in and purchase this area? Is China going to come in and try to purchase this area? It's very interesting that this has happened because it looks very, very similar to Hawaii. But actually, this is on a much larger scale. And think about how they set this up. Biden sent the mayor away. She knew what was happening there. She knew that this time, in California, fires break out. They knew they were having problems, but she decided to leave the state to go to Ghana. Remember, her first responsibility is to the city where the people elected her. Maybe she was installed, but that's her first responsibility. The fire department gave away their fire equipment. It was sent to Ukraine. Oh, let's give it to Ukraine because they really need it. Well, what about the people here? They really need it right now. And you can never have enough equipment because you don't know what the size of the fire is going to be. How can you possibly say there's a surplus? Oh, we have too many hoses. Really? Does it really seem that way right now? Because again, you don't, yes, maybe for one building, but what happens when a whole city burns down? I don't think you'll have enough hoses. The fire hydrants were conveniently out of water. So there was a $7.5 billion bond. They were supposed to build this reservoir to capture all that rainwater. Never built, just like the high-speed train. Home insurance was conveniently canceled before the fires happened. Was this an operation? It's starting to seem that way. Was it an operation where the insurance companies didn't have to pay, so the people can't get money from the insurance company. So all the money has to come from one location, and that is the Biden administration. It looks like this was completely and utterly set up. Trump responded to all this and said the following. Governor Gavin Newsom should immediately go to Northern California and open up the water main and let the water flow into this dry, starving, burning state instead of having it go out into the Pacific Ocean. It ought to be done right now. No more excuses from this incompetent governor. It's already far too late. By the way, Gavin Newsom's political career has just tanked right now. You think anyone's going to want him to be in any other position, or I mean, no way the president. Who wants the country to look like California? I mean, that is the template of the Great Reset, the Green New Scam, DEI, you name it. And now it's burning to the ground. Do you think anybody wants the country to look like this? Absolutely not. But we can see that there's not just fires out in California. There's also fires happening in New York. Melissa Holman put this out and said the FDNY has been actively responding to a significant 5-alarm fire at 29-10 Wallace Avenue in the Bronx since around 1:40 a.m. So far, there's been 7 reported injuries. The firefighting efforts have been complicated by strong winds, which have intensified. So that is very, very interesting. And this reminds me of Post 3418, July 11th, 2019. Now, there's a post in a post, and this is Post 1368. And what's very interesting, down below, it says, watch New York City, watch California. And down below in the main post, it says, what city was Epstein arrested in? New York City, 5x5, watch California. This is very interesting. Now, the other thing that happened is that in California, in L.A., they continually have emergency evacuation orders, alerts, hit people's phones. And they're just happening automatically. And then they're sending out an emergency alert saying, please disregard the first emergency alert. So these are being kicked off. And the L.A. County Emergency Management admits they don't have full control over their alert system. And sometimes it's sending out false alerts. They just go off. Now, didn't we see this out in Hawaii go back a little bit in time when there was some type of missile launch or something? And they said, oh, no, this alert just went off. This is very, very interesting. But Karma Patriot put this out on Truth, and it says the following. My gut says these fires are coordinated terrorist critical infrastructure attack. Scare event, watch the water. Cell phone service shut off. Internet service shut down. Roads blocked. No gas, no electricity, no water. Looting, arson. And cause still undetermined, most likely because telling Americans we are under a coordinated, well-planned attack on American critical infrastructure would incite chaos and fear. Only question is foreign or domestic. Now, that is very, very interesting. So when you look, we could see there's been a lot of attacks on the critical infrastructure in this country. Karma Patriot, once again on True, said, started with SolarWinds cyber attack. Then the Nashville Christmas bomb, Florida building collapse, a Texas power grid freeze, followed by hacking poisoning a Florida city's water supply, New York subway bomb, and random DC area subway early morning murder. Toxic train derailments, the unexplained Hawaii fires, wide open border school shootings, illegal immigrant crime, subway attacks, flooding, and now California is burning. We've had a national emergency of epic proportions consistently erupt and then magically disappear since the day Biden won the fake election. Actually, he cheated in the election. He overthrew the United States government. So it looks like we're seeing a lot of these infrastructure attacks. And remember the Francis Scott Key Bridge that completely and utterly collapsed? And we're starting to see more and more of this as time goes on, which is very, very interesting in all of this. And remember, we've been having drones fly over New Jersey and certain areas. And what's very interesting is that Trump, he was doing a press conference, and he says he's going to release on day one a report on the mystery drone sightings. He goes, I hope it's not an enemy. And other Republican governors, they're continually reporting seeing drones over nuclear reactors and other infrastructure. So Karma Patriot might be on the right path here, where they've been destroying the infrastructure, and now it's accelerating. And let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that we know that Pizzagate is real. We know that Nexium, Epstein, Diddy, what we're seeing out in the UK, this is all now coming together to show the people that, yes, there is pedophilia. Yes, there is sex trafficking. Yes, this all does exist. And the individual, the Comet Ping Pong gunman, Edgar Welch. He has been officially confirmed as dead after pulling a gun at police in North Carolina. Nathan Jugin put this out on X and said, Comet Ping Pong gunman Edgar Welch has been officially confirmed as dead after pulling a gun at police in North Carolina. Let's not forget that he himself has all the indications of being an actor who was a part of a stage false flag to distract from the truth about James Alefantis and the rest of the pizza files. If he was actually about saving the children and doing citizen journalism, then why would Edgar only shoot at the Comet ping pong computer system? This was used to create the narrative that the consequences of the fake news are dangerous. Welch was ultimately the straw man used to portray non-bad actor independent researchers like Liz Crokin as crazy and a means to distract from real evidence implicating high-profile names in crimes against children. And once again, why was he shot dead? Are they cleaning up right now so nobody can talk? This is what they normally do. Very, very interesting. And we're going to be talking about more about false flags and the infrastructure and these warnings that we are now seeing. But we can see that Justin Trudeau, he resigned, and it looks like the Liberal Party is about to replace him. And once again, he was a puppet, so they're going to replace Trudeau with another puppet. Remember, this is not going to be the people saying, this is the person that I want. I think the Canada elections, they come up in October or sometime around that period. But they have all different candidates ready to go. And one of them is Mark Carney. And Pierre Poilievre, he takes a shot at him and he says, this is a carbon tax Carney. He's just like Trudeau. He cheered on Trudeau as he plunged Canada into a $62 billion deficit and pushed to quadruple the carbon tax to 0.61 liter. Now he's ready to make you pay even more. So once again, we've said this before, they're just going to replace one puppet for another. Pierre Poilievre once again said, the Liberals didn't care when Trudeau was doubling housing costs or making it more expensive for single mothers to get their groceries. They only care he's now too unpopular to win the next election and save their paychecks. They're not the solution. They're just like Justin. Yes, and what the puppet masters are doing, they're saying, all right, we're going to get rid of Trudeau. He was given the okay to resign, and they're going to bring in another puppet saying, see, everything is okay now. We got rid of the bad guy. Now we have the better guy here, and don't worry about it. But again, what's going to change? Absolutely nothing. It's a trick that they always do, and the people need to vote these individuals out. Now, once again, we can see that the pedophile ring, the human trafficking, the child trafficking, the gang rapes from the illegals, it's all being exposed now. And people, they're questioning everything, especially out in the UK. And what's very interesting is that Keir Starmer, his Labour Party, received a whopping $4 million from Quadrature Capital, a hedge fund based in the Cayman Islands. Yes, a tax haven. Mario Nafal put this out and said, that's not all. South African billionaire Gary Lubner poured in over $4.5 million, making him Labour's biggest individual donor. With money like this, you have to wonder, who's really calling the shots in Starmer's Labour? Elon responded to this and said, hey, Gary Lubner and Quadrature, why are you sending Starmer money? And you have to remember, they're bringing in terrorists into their country and he's harboring terrorists. Amjad Tahab put this out. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's a very long post. It says, Islamist terrorists, we ban them. You welcome them. Today, my country, the UAE, placed 9 individuals and entities on its local tourist list for their direct ties to the terrorist organization Muslim Brotherhood. Shockingly, these groups operated freely in Britain under Keir Starmer's watch. The West must realize the Islamists are evolving, living among you, learning your expectations and waiting for the right moment to strike. Elon responded to this and says, why is Starmer harboring known terrorists? Why? Because you have to remember, these individuals, they are criminals. Criminals, they protect criminals. They protect terrorists. They protect child rapists. They protect all these people. Why do you think in the United States, why do you think they're releasing these individuals? Why do you think they want the criminals on the streets? Because criminals protect criminals, and they use these criminals to do their dirty work, because these criminals, they don't have morals. So if you want them to kill, if you want them to burn, if you want them to rape, if you want them to do the things that you want them to do, these are the people that you get. You don't get upstanding citizens to do your dirty work. So I think this is becoming very, very clear right now, just like it's becoming very, very clear what's happening out in Venezuela. Let's talk about your health. A cutting-edge 2024 study shows collagen can have drastically positive effects on skin health. This study found that women who take a daily collagen drink see a noticeable reduction in wrinkles and firmer, more hydrated skin. But it's important not to use just any random collagen. Make sure you use collagen that's backed by real science. That's why I use this amazing multi-collagen and absolutely love how it transformed my skin for the better. Unlike poorly sourced collagen you'll typically find on store shelves, it uses the top five critically important types of collagen for skin health. The unique formulation in it is designed to reduce visible signs of aging, reduce wrinkles, promote youthful glow, promote elasticity, and promote skin hydration. Simply mix this with morning coffee, protein shakes, or smoothies to give your skin the support it needs each and every day. Do your skin a favor and grab some while it's 51% off during their holiday promotion only at healthwithx22.com. Plus, order today to receive free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping with your order. Once again, that is healthwithx22.com, or just click the link in the description. The Venezuela opposition leader, Maria Machado, was pretty much kidnapped by Maduro, and Maduro won the election once again. So why would he detain her, the opposition leader? I mean, really think about this for a second. So the U.S. Department of State and the U.S. Treasury's Office of the Foreign Asset Control has announced wide sweeping sanctions against entities and individuals connected to Maduro and Venezuela's energy and defense sector. So sanctions have been placed on there, and Trump responded to the kidnapping of this opposition leader. He said Venezuelan democracy activist Maria Machado and President-elect Gonzalez are peacefully expressing their voices and the will of the Venezuelan people, with hundreds of thousands of people demonstrating against the regime. The great Venezuelan American community in the United States overwhelmingly supports a free Venezuela and strongly supported me. These freedom fighters should not be harmed and must stay safe and alive. Well, she was released after her brief detention. And this is definitely a third world nation. Actually, it's pretty much what we've been experiencing here in this country. I mean, think about it. They went after Trump almost the same way, and they wanted to detain the opposition leader against the deep state players. Think about all the indictments. Think about what they did. They couldn't just put him away. They were trying to get him on all these false charges to put him into prison. And they completely and utterly failed. But you could see the deep state players, they're not going to make it easy for Trump. They are not going to make the transition easy, even though they're saying, we're going to make it so easy, it's going to be the best transition ever. But you can see in the background what they're doing. They're trying to make it as difficult as possible. And think about Syria, for example. Syria, they replaced Assad and they put in a terrorist. And Biden was supposed to remove the designation of terrorists, and now he decided he was going to leave it up to Trump. So it looks like they're going to try to trap Trump in all this, because you have to remember, these individuals, they are all terrorists. They were the ones who were part of the Islamic State. These individuals were part of Al-Qaeda. These are CIA operatives. And now they're going to say, okay, let Trump handle this. Are they terrorists? Or aren't they terrorists? They're trying to trap them in all of this. But again, this isn't going to work whatsoever. And remember, they're going to try to make it as hard as possible for Trump. And I do believe we're approaching the scare event, the sum of all fears. And think about the movie, Sum of All Fears. Think about how that went. We had these Nazis who were trying to set up Russia and trying to bring Russia and the U.S. to war by using a nuclear weapon in a football stadium, and it was during the Super Bowl. So that's very, very interesting. And what happened was back channels were used to actually stop it. They figured out who was really behind all of it. And what happened was the Russian president and the U.S. president, they decided, okay, we are going to have peace. And the Russian president and the U.S. president, they sat down and they signed a peace agreement. While they were signing the peace agreement, the good guys took out the bad guys. So this is very, very interesting. Clandestine put out two posts on X, and it says, very interesting. Trump says he is setting up meetings with Putin and Xi. Then Ducey brings up the potential of a summit with all three leaders, and Trump says that is still to be determined and that his priority is getting the war stopped. World War III is about to be canceled. Then Clandestine put this out. Trump is already talking about ending World War III and meeting with Putin and Xi. Are we approaching the Nisun Dorma, sum of all fears moment, when the U.S. and Russia sign a treaty after narrowly avoiding a nuclear war, instigated by a nefarious shadow organization? Sound familiar? Absolutely. And I do believe Trump might have sent us a message about this. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But Zuckerberg, he was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and Zuckerberg was out there letting everyone know that he was forced to censor people. Now, once again, he said the Biden administration was screaming at them, forcing them to censor people. Now, again, Facebook is a private company. Facebook doesn't have to listen to the government. Facebook doesn't have to censor people because the government says so. First of all, they should have said, well, wait a minute, this is going against the Constitution. You're telling us to censor someone. You're violating everyone's constitutional rights. He should have stood up and said, absolutely not. Why didn't he? Actually, if you look at Elon, he does. He says, no, you don't tell me what to do. Truth does this. Rumble does this. Why didn't he? Because, again, these people, don't believe them. Watch their actions. Yes, I know he's getting rid of the DEI programs. Yes, he's doing all these things. But again, there was no reason for him to do any of this. Look, Twitter did it. Facebook did it. YouTube did it. They all did it together. So they had a choice. They knew what they were doing. And now he's trying to point the finger. Well, once again, he's responsible for all of this. And he's responsible for hurting a lot of people because he hid the truth from the people. And yes, he just admitted that the Biden administration violated our constitutional rights. So now we have the Twitter files and he just admitted it. This should tell everyone everything they need to know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Mel Gibson, he was on Joe Rogan and he said something very, very interesting. Just take a listen to what he said here.
A good story.
Okay.
I have three friends. All three of them had stage four cancer. All three of them don't have cancer right now at all. And they had some serious stuff going on.
And what did they take?
Jesus. They took some, what you've heard they've taken.
Ivermectin.
Fenbendazole.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, I'm hearing that a lot.
They drank hydrochloride something or other.
There's studies on that now where people have proven that
they've... People drinking methylene blue and stuff like that.
Yeah, methylene blue, which was a fabric dye.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a textile dye. And now they find out it has profound effects on your mitochondria.
Yep.
Yeah.
This stuff works, man.
And there's a lot of stuff that does work, which is very strange because, again, it's profit. When you hear about things that are demonized and that turn out to be effective, you always wonder, well, what is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
How is our medical institutions, how have they failed us so that things that do cure you are not promoted because they're not profitable?
So Mel Gibson on the Joe Rogan show just told the entire world that ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, fenbendazole, and many others, those drugs, they're able to cure cancer. He said he had three friends. They had stage four cancer. They were cured. Actually, many people are now reporting that they're able to cure cancer. Now, I just want to go back to post 735. This is February 11th, 2018. And Anon on the board said, Q, how long will we have to wait for the cures of cancer and other sicknesses? Chatter amongst those in control has begun. They know we know, which means the public will know. Released prior to cover-up, public informed and collapsed, which option? Well, which option do you think they're picking right now? They're not telling us. It's coming out in all different ways. And think about it. Because of COVID, because of what happened in 2020, people now are focused on ivermectin. People are now focused on hydroxychloroquine. People are now focused on these drugs where no one was looking at them before. And these are antiviral medications. And what's cancer? It's a virus. So have they been keeping the cure from us for a very long time? Of course, they're going to say, oh, we didn't know about this. But again, if there is paperwork and documentation that they've done tests and they knew that these were cures, it's game over for all of them. And think about the industries that have grown out of this, all the charities, all the machinery, all the drugs. It's billions and billions of dollars. This is why they never wanted to release the cure, because they were making a huge amount of profit from all of this. And profit is the name of the game. And I think we've always known this. But now I think it's all coming to an end. And this is why the deep state players, this is why they're going to fight back with everything that they have. And remember, I do believe the events that we saw in Vegas, the events that we saw in New Orleans, what's happening at the Capitol and the White House, where people are trying to attack the Capitol and the White House, I do believe they're building a narrative. And now, just yesterday, we talked about how the Fed said, oh, we're going to see more attacks like NOLA. Now, the Pentagon experts, they're warning of sleeping danger in the U.S. military after the New Orleans attack. So they're already letting us know that homegrown extremism, it's on the rise, and there's a sleeping danger, and we have to be aware of this. I think they're setting the narrative up right now. Now, like we know, yesterday was Jimmy Carter's funeral, and Trump was speaking to Obama. Obama was laughing, and Trump was doing a press conference, and he said, well, yeah, it did look like we were friendly and stuff like that. But it seems that the New York Post, they had a lip reader read the lips of Trump and Obama. And this is what the lip reader thinks they said. Trump cautioned Obama that they would have to find a quiet place later in the day to discuss a matter of importance. Now, that was coming from forensic lip reader Jeremy Freeman. At one point, Trump leaned toward Obama and said, I pulled out of that. It's the conditions. Can you imagine that? Obama laughed as Trump added, and after, I will. So this is very interesting. What did Trump have to talk to him about? Why did they need a quiet place? This is very, very interesting. Then Trump put this out on Truth. It's a link to Fox News, and it's talking about the judge in the Letitia James case, Angoron, how they were going to replace him and they were going to put a new judge in there, but then they brought Angoron back. And Trump says, what is going on here? And this was put out at 10:11. And this is very, very interesting. This is April 4, 2018. And I want to go all the way to the bottom because I think this explains what's about to happen with the sum of all fears and what the deep state is planning to do. It says North Korea defuse. Russia testing new missiles. I think we saw the new missiles. Russia new threat. Coincidence? They must maintain threat to retain power, influence. Are you awake? So I do believe that the deep state players, they're going to have to push the threat forward to try to retain power one way or another, or create as much chaos as possible. So I do believe we're going to see multiple false flag events occur. And this is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Trump, he appealed his sentencing. They denied it. Then it went up to the Supreme Court. And it looks like Judge Roberts and Judge Amy Coney Barrett, they rejected it and said, no, he could be sentenced. So Trump was sentenced today. And Mike Davis has a message for Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett. The president is immune from criminal prosecution, but not criminal sentencing? Really? You put your personal political standing over the court's legitimacy. Julie Kelly responded to what Amy Coney Barrett did, and she said the following. Amy Coney Barrett sided with Kagan and Sotomayor in the Fisher opinion. Now she helped make sure President Trump will be sentenced tomorrow. The threats against her and her family worked. That's interesting. Mike Davis then said this. Here is what I hope President Trump tells Judge Mershon tomorrow. Thank you for all you did to help get me reelected. But for your unprecedented partisan corrupt legal antics, I'd likely be retired to Mar-a-Lago instead of going back to the White House in 10 days. Lawyer up. It's interesting that he said 10 days because that brings us to Post 370, December 18th. It said, clock started 10 days. Post 2726, February 15, 2019. Be alert next 10 days. False flag attempt may be carried out in an attempt to change narrative. Negative optics. High possibility of multiple day coverage. Event forcing pause on news. See something, say something. So Trump, he was sentenced with no jail, no fines, and it was unconditional discharge, which means it's going to be very, very difficult for the judge to change the sentencing. And you know what Trump is going to do. He's going to appeal this. And again, Trump wasn't really hurt by this whatsoever. They just want the ability to call Trump a felon. And there has to be a reason why they want this. Because once again, Trump can just pardon himself and that just disappears. He can appeal it and the appeals court could say, yeah, this case should have never been brought. The sentencing doesn't stand. So there has to be a reason why they needed to do this before the inauguration. Was it just to call Trump a felon? That's interesting. We'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, Julie Kelly said this. Just a reminder that Judge Mershon's daughter, Lauren, is the co-owner of the very lucrative Democratic consulting firm. Here's a list of her clients, receipts coming. And when you start to read the list of all these people, you pretty much know. Kamala Harris for president, Senator John Tester, Cory Booker, Tammy Baldwin, Mazie Hirono, Governor Katie Hobbs, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Governor Newsom, and Governor Hochul, Murphy, you name it, Goldman, they're all here. So what do you think the motivation was for Mershon to go through with everything? Very interesting. But Bradley Tindall asked a very interesting question. Can Judge Mershon actually be prosecuted in some way for his brazen, arrogant overseeing of lawfare against Trump? Mike Davis responded and said, yes, 18 U.S.C. 241, conspiracy against rights. Trump responded to all of this and said the following. The radical Democrats have lost another pathetic, un-American witch hunt. After spending tens of millions of dollars, wasting over 6 years of obsessive work that should have been spent on protecting New Yorkers from violent, rampant crime that is drawing the city and state, coordinating with the Biden-Harris Department of Injustice in lawless weaponization, and bringing completely baseless, illegal, and fake charges against your 45th and 47th president, me. I was given an unconditional discharge. That result alone proves that all legal scholars and experts have said there is no case. There never was. And this whole scam fully deserves to be dismissed. The real jury, the American people have spoken by reelecting me with an overwhelming mandate in one of the most consequential elections in history. As the American people have seen, this case had no crime, no damage, no proof, no facts, no law, only a highly conflicted judge, a star witness who is a disbarred, disgraced serial perjurer and a criminal election interference. Today's event was a despicable charade. And now that it is over, we will appeal this hoax, which has no merit, and restore the trust of Americans in our once great system of justice. Make America great again. And at this point, because the judge says it's an unconditional discharge, it means it's going to be very, very difficult for him to change his sentencing. Now, it doesn't mean he can't if something should occur, because you have to remember what they're doing. I do believe they went ahead and they moved forward with the sentencing to convince people that he's a felon. But actually, I think it's working the opposite way. People are looking at this going, this made no sense whatsoever. But I think they're going to try to use this with the Jack Smith report and events. Now, are they going to be able to pull this off? I don't believe so. But when you really look at this, this was put out at 10:28. And if we look at post 10:28, this is April 5th, 2018, it says 5x5 Q+. Q+, is the president. Letting everyone know he's A-OK. Everything is fine. And I do believe Trump has set the final precedent. What he will need to go after the deep state players. Lisa May put this out on X and says, can't help but to think today's sentencing is the final precedent that needed to be set in order to pave the way for future legal actions to be taken against Clinton, Bush, Obama, and Biden. Dems are always saying nobody's above the law, not even the president of the United States. Everything they did to President Trump, including arrest, indictment, booking, mugshots, lengthy trials, conviction, and sentencing, will boomerang right back on them for their real crimes and treason. Remember, they went after Trump when he was no longer president, even though he was the commander in chief. But for all intents and purposes for the show, he was a former president. They went after a former president. So they set the precedent every step of the way. And you could see they're trying to push this agenda very, very hard, because Merrick Garland went to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, which is going to allow the release of Jack Smith's lawfare report against Trump. So they really want the volume one and volume two out there. They want people to start thinking about what this narrative is, and they're trying to build upon this, because I do believe they're definitely planning on something. But think about everything that has happened to Trump. Is he truly hurt? Only on paper. Remember this post, 3728, December 19th? Friend, patriot, hold your head up high. POTUS was not harmed in any way today other than on paper history books. Sometimes you must sacrifice yourself for the greater good. I will gladly take all the slings and arrows for you, POTUS. But even that can be undone. The enormity of what is coming will shock the world. Pray. Absolutely. And then we have post 4424. What happens when this gag order is finally lifted and the case dismissed? I'm not alone. Be all you can be. Army strong. They knew they could not destroy America through invasion. Infiltration at the highest level of government, media, science, health, military, chain of command, final level. So once they remove the gag order, we're at the final level right now. Now, what's very interesting is I do believe the deep state players, they have a couple of chances before the inauguration. Trump is having a victory celebration on January 19th at the Capital One Arena in the District of Columbia on January 19th. And this is a rally right before the inauguration. So can they try something? Yeah, they can. He's also, again, having the inauguration on the 20th, where a lot of the Trump supporters are going to be in one location. Is this a prime time to do something or carry out some type of false flag? Yes. It doesn't mean they're going to be able to do it. It doesn't mean they'll get it off the ground. But I do believe that is a flashpoint right there. And if they're going to do something, I would say that is the time to do it. Doesn't mean they will. But again, you could see they're building up these narratives for a specific reason. They wouldn't be doing all this unless they're planning on doing something. And the question is, are they going to do it before the inauguration or are they going to do it after? They did COVID when he was the president. So yes, they can have false flags when he's the president. So let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. But Dan Scavino, he put out a post on X, which refers to a truth, which then refers to a post on X. So his original post on X, which was Twitter back then, January 9th, 2021, he said, "One thing I've learned over the past 48 hours is that Trump supporters aren't going anywhere. While there's a full out assault on trying to take us down, you all are still there for us. Thank you. We're all going to come out of this stronger than ever before with a new social platform too." Then he took that post on X and reposted it on Truth and said, "On this day 4 years ago, told ya." So that's interesting that he pointed out 4 years ago. And if we go to post four, this is October 29th, it says the following. "Some of us come here to drop crumbs, just crumbs. POTUS is 100% insulated. Any discussion suggesting he's even a target is false. POTUS will not be addressing nation on any of these issues as people begin to be indicted and must remain neutral for pure optical reasons. To suggest this is the plan is false and should be common sense. Focus on military intelligence, state secrets, and why might that be used versus any three-letter agency? What Supreme Court decision opened the door for a sitting president to activate? What must be showed? An insurrection. Why is POTUS surrounded by generals? Again, there are a lot more good people than bad, so have faith. This was a hostile takeover from an evil, corrupt network of players, not just Democrats. Don't fool yourself into thinking Obama, Soros, Roths, Clintons, etc. have more power present day than POTUS. Operation Mockingbird. Patriots are in control. Sit back and enjoy the show." So I do believe we're at the final level. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're bringing everything full circle right now. And yes, the deep state, they're going to fight back with everything they have. I think they're going to fight back now until every single one of these individuals are arrested and they're held accountable. But I do believe this is the beginning stages. I do believe once Trump is inaugurated, this is when the fun really begins. Is it going to look scary at times? I do believe so. Is it going to look like the deep state might be winning? Maybe. But again, in the end, who's in control? Trump is. Sometimes it's all for optics. But I think Trump is going to become more and more transparent once he's in office. And once he's in office, he's going to be showing people quite a bit. Once he has his people in place, he could show people quite a bit right now, like the drones. What are the drones? And I think people might be shocked about them. And why didn't Biden release this? And I think as we move forward, he'll be producing other evidence. But once Cash gets into position, once Pam Bondi gets into position, Tulsi Gabbard get into position, I think we're going to see a lot more information come out and everything's going to be made transparent for the people of this country. But again, you know the deep state players, what are they going to do? They're going to try to delay and they're going to try to use as many tricks as possible. Like, for example, we know that they're trying to delay Tulsi Gabbard. We know that they're trying to delay Robert F. Kennedy Jr. with this voter fraud thing. And now 15,000 doctors came out and said they don't think he should be put into this position. Again, it's all meaningless because the people of this country, they gave Trump a mandate. They're trusting Trump to pick the right people. It doesn't matter what all these other people say because the people have given him a mandate. And you know, the 51 intelligence idiots, the 15,000 doctors, they're all part of the deep state players. They're all part of the problem. So was anyone going to listen to them this time around? Does it carry any weight? It does not. Because now the people are controlling the narrative. The people are behind Trump. This time, it's very different. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.